Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 160, recorded on Friday, October 28th, 2016. And not too far off from where I was planning on being when I recorded my next one. I think I was shooting for this past Wednesday. I've been home for the past couple weeks. I am actually in the car today. I'm on my way home from Atlanta. I'm on my way home to the only house that I have, which is, don't get me wrong, that's a good thing, but it's just a weird thing because I'm on my way home from the closing on the townhouse. I have sold it, and it is the only place I live and the only place I've lived for a while, but the townhouse is sold, and it's very weird. It's not bad. I hadn't lived there full time in years and years, but it was, it's been a couple years now that that's been the place that I've stayed when I was in Atlanta. But it was time. That was it's time to move on, time to get it sold and move on. So I guess I think I talked about this last week because I believe the last episode was that night before I left. That was my last run in Chastain and all that stuff. So everything worked out. It was, closings can always be a little tricky. There were some paperwork issues that showed up at the very last minute. It unfortunately had to drag on much longer than I expected. I got up super early this morning and drove to Atlanta for an 11 o'clock closing. And it's 10 till 7 p.m. and I am in South Carolina still. In fact, I'm barely in South Carolina. It took hours. Paperwork had to be resolved, and there was some paperwork that was late, and blah, blah, blah. But it all got resolved. It's all done. It's weird. Driving down here, it's because you think about all the things. It's a big portion of my life, so. And not bad, again, just kind of weird. Kind of coincidentally, obviously I was listening to podcasts on the way there, and one of the podcasts I'm listening to right now is Presidential. It's by the Washington Post. It's putting it on, and it's actually a really good podcast. They are recording and posting them in a timely fashion, but it's not a timely thing. It's a podcast, one episode about every American president, starting from George Washington. And the shtick is that they're putting him out in such a way that this upcoming week is the last week, and so they're doing Obama the week before the election, either the week before or the day before. I don't know exactly when they come out, but anyway, they're finishing at approximately Election Day with Barack Obama, and I don't know if they're doing, it's possible that they will do one on either Hillary or Trump, whoever wins afterwards. I don't know. No, I think they said today the next one's the last one. The Obama one's the last one, so they might have some special event after that, but I don't know. We're almost done at this point. And so while I was listening today, I was listening to George W. Bush's episode. And, that's interesting in the sense you get a lot more, you get a lot more audio. When they were doing the old guys, obviously they didn't have audio. And the closer they've gotten, the more audio they've had. And also the events themselves, those are events that were occurring, some of them just before, because I moved into the townhouse in 2004. So some of them just before, or some of them right around that time, or some of them, other ones I remember things happening and being in the townhouse. So it was just, and just the fact that I was listening to this, to presidential stuff that I clearly remember. Clinton the same way. H.W. Bush the same way, but this was very clearly remembered things, so I was already in a nostalgic mood, and that was it. And then I kept thinking, it was weird. It was a weird drive. And it's good. It's super good, actually. It's, I'm not paying for a place that I barely ever live or barely ever stay in. Obviously I'm gonna have a little bit of challenge when I go into Atlanta, but I've got several friends that have offered, and some very enthusiastically, some of my gaming friends are like, come on in, we're going to play games all day or all night, So I shouldn't have a problem there. And in worst case, if I occasionally have to get a hotel room, that's not the end of the world. I'm not planning on doing that anytime soon. But like maybe if Charlotte decides to come with me, we'll probably, we would get a hotel room then. But it is, it's kind of the end of an era, you know. That's finished up, it's wrapped up. So it's good, but it's, it was one of those days that I can't remember if I talked about this. I've been the entire dog days. I was trying to sell the townhouse. And in fact, I had two or three at that. I think I may have had a third offer during the dog days. All of which fell through in various weird ass ways. So this was one of those, I will believe it when it is done. You know, finished up all the paperwork and everything, and the closing attorney said, well, you know, everything's done. I've got to send this off to the lender, so you should be fine. You can leave. I can't imagine a situation where you would have to sign anything else. She's like, it's possible that the buyer might have to sign something else, and she's on her way back now. She actually had a dental appointment in the middle of the process. In case she has to sign anything, he's like, I can send you all the confirmations and everything via email if you want. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to stay. Just gonna stay. There's nothing really I need to stay for, but I wanna know that this thing is nailed down before I walk out the door. So I stayed about another 20 minutes, piddled around, and heck, I'd been there all day anyway. So, so we're done. We're done. Charlotte and I are very, very pleased. And on the home front, Savannah is a week overdue at this point, and does not appear to be really close. Nothing's going on, not really having any contractions. So the date they're inducing her is next Tuesday night or next Wednesday. It's coming up, like November 2nd-ish, and I'm not sure if it's the night before or I've heard Charlotte talking about it, but not been like super dialed in. So it's around either next Tuesday night or next Wednesday. So even if that baby doesn't want to come, that baby's coming soon. But everybody wants it here already, and by no means the least Savannah, because she's just like, let's get this over with. She's very, very, very pregnant now. So yep, I'm on my way home. The only thing, the Murphy's Law, I was, when it went over the date, clearly I was like, oh Lord, the whole thing's gonna happen while I'm in Atlanta at the closing. And then the closing stretching out in time, I was just waiting for a message from Charlotte saying we're heading to the hospital, but it didn't happen. So I'm on my way home now, and so that crisis, in quotes, averted, because Charlotte has had one. In fact, Savannah was induced, and she's like, it is not fun. Like, she will be much happier if that baby comes on its own. So hopefully I'll be home. Maybe we'll get lucky, and sometime in the next day or so, we will just pop her out on our own. Not we, but you know what I mean. It'll just happen. So yeah, that's it. That's done. I've got a little, I need to put some pictures up on Facebook. One of the things that we've done is we've got a storage building. We've got a couple storage buildings because we moved from a bigger house to a smaller house when we moved back across the street from Savannah or Charlotte's dad. And one, actually, we have two that we store stuff in. And one that we kind of have... We set it up at one point in time for us to be kind of like a little place to hang out in, and at one point in time for Savannah, because, you know, she didn't have a huge amount of privacy when she had people over at the house, just because it's not very, you know, it's not huge. But now it's kind of back to us / me, because the baby be in the house, and that way if I want to play games or something late, I can go out there and not disturb Grace. So I'm calling it either my backup command center or my home away from baby. And that doesn't, you know, that's not a negative thing. That's just, I don't want to be the person keeping her up, or making noise, you know, do basketball games, you know, playing Destiny, playing various games, you know, I can get loud and not even realize it. So that's the plan. And I have, so we've been reorganized that whole thing, got that going, did some, yard work around it, make it look a little, not, you know, like a little more spruced up, and, it's looking pretty good. It's got, you know, I've got a TV, I've got my Xbox, I've got, we also have a weight set out there for, nothing super fancy, but, you know, enough that you can do a little bit of stuff in a, like a mechanical bike sort of thing. We have a couple of different tables, like a small table that's out 100% of the time that we can play a lot of board and card games on, not everything. And then we actually have a table tennis table that you can partially fold down. Takes up a huge amount of the room, but you can play anything on that. You can play Twilight Struggle on that puppy and leave it out since nobody's out there. You know, if you can't finish the game, you know, when we can't finish a game on the dining room table, can't really just leave it out. In fact, we were playing Brewmasters, a board game about being a craft brewer and brewing beer, seeing who can brew the best beers and get the most reputation. It's not even about making the most money; it's about the best reputation for your beer, for your brewery. And we laid that out the other day, and actually, I got it laid out. It took a little while. I was figuring everything out, so it took me a while to get it laid out. I actually left it up all night. Left it out on the table all night because I started it after dinner. But then we got tired. Left it out. We played about a third. It's a 3-year. Each turn in the game is a season of the year. So spring, summer, fall, winter. And then you play 3 years. So you play a total of 12 turns. We played 1 year. Got the gist of everything. Really liked it, but we needed to put it up to get dinner ready. And so we carefully, it's not super complicated. It's got a lot of pieces, but not a zillion pieces. And most importantly, it has pieces that are clearly denoted enough that we just took about 5 or 6 pictures of the board with our smartphones, and we can put that sucker back together, probably out in the building. And finish it up. So, and it's fun. It's fun. It's a good little game. The Brewmasters, I believe, is what it's called. It's by No Dice or Dice Hate Me. I liked it. I got it for Charlotte for her birthday. And both I liked the idea of the game itself, but then it's like Dice Hate Me Game Company or something like that. And Charlotte does not. And apparently none of their games really use dice. I mean, there are elements of luck in cards, you know, for example. But I don't really think there's a huge amount of luck in this game. It's all, you make some decisions at the beginning. I don't think there's really, and there isn't even like card drawing. It's a worker placement type game. I can't remember if there's any luck having to do with it. Once you start the game, you're just making the decisions and doing your various things, but certainly there's no dice, and apparently there are no dice in any of their games, which Charlotte likes because Charlotte doesn't like super dice heavy games. She just feels unlucky with, so that's a good thing, and it's fun. So recommend it. So anyway, don't want to make this one super long, so I think that'll be it. I am feeling good that I'm trying to get back in the groove, and glad to talk to everybody, and it's starting to get dark, so I should probably wrap it up and focus on my driving. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find the website is kenzoid.com. You can go there for show notes, you can go there to make comments, etc., so you'll get old episodes. I'm on the social interweb. I am on the social interwebs, but I can't remember. Let's see. I know Twitter's Kenzoid. I know Facebook is Ken.Kennedy. You know, Facebook.com/Ken.Kennedy. Instagram, I think, is Ken Kennedy. I can't remember. Untapped, I can't remember either. I think it's K Kennedy. I need to memorize these. So you can also send me an email at kkennedy@kenzoid.com. And that's about it. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution share alike, version 3.0 unported. And we will talk to you again soon. See ya. Bye.